Het is een beetje raar, maar zo met ene voet heb ik toch meer werk hier aan mijn techniek. Ik weet niet hoe dat het komt, maar ik moet me gelijk beter concentreren dan anders. Dus ik,
ja,
ik zou zeggen...
op ene poot kunnen soms beter staan, hè.
Ja, ze zeggen dat, maar ik ga het, op één been kunnen blijven... Allee, nee. Eigenlijk zijn ze op één been kunnen niet staan en dat pakt er nog een tweede pintje. Maar, zwart, we gaan het nu een beetje in het Engels doen.
Of je drinkt misschien minder nu.
Ik drink nog altijd veel te weinig.
Nu meer concentreren dan.
Ah ja, het zal daarmee zijn. Het is in het Engels te doen, dus ik laat het volledig aan u over, Shana. Laat u gaan.
Ja, we hebben Freddy Webber hier te gast bij ons. We mogen hem al een beetje een homie noemen, want hij was te gast op de Accenties afgelopen zomer. En ook op de kermis van Wetteren heeft hij opgetreden. Hallo, Freddy.
Goedemorgen.
We will talk in English, if you prefer.
Yes. Well, my knowledge of English is a little bit more than my knowledge of Dutch, so it's probably...
We thought so.
Yes, you can tell. You can tell.
You have recorded an EP.
I have indeed, yes.
What's the name?
The name of the EP is IE, which in English... I chose it for two reasons. One is in English, it stands for like a... I don't know what it actually stands for, but it's for example. But also because my name is spelt with an IE, Freddie, IE, like Freddie Mercury, not with a Y, like Freddy Krueger. Yet a lot of people still write the Y, and even in messages, I say, hey, and they say, hey, Freddie, and there's a Y. And it's like, where are you getting this from? So it's very frustrating, so I thought I'd...
I know the problem.
Yes.
Yuri is also with a Y, not with E-A.
See, it's... Now, I forget people's names a lot. I do that, and I'm very bad at that. But I won't then say to your name, hey, Gary, when it's not your name. Like, but yeah.
Now you want to be sure that everyone knows your name with I-E.
It would help, yes. Yeah. But then also, is for example, because these songs that I've done with Coach Tom of Ghent Music... they're the best example I have at the moment of what I think my music is and my ideas. So it's also a, for example, this is me. This is my songs.
Which songs are on it?
Well, all the hits are there. There's actually, we recorded five, but there's four songs on the EP. How Do is the first song. The single, Things You Should Know, is number two. And then... the third and fourth, In Another World, and I Need Some Air, I might play for you later on.
Oh, cool.
Yes.
And was it hard to work on these songs?
Well, me and Tom, who's part of the Ghent Music movement, we recorded it ourselves, which we hadn't really done before. So that was a challenge to try and work out. Because you know when something sounds wrong or when it's not recorded right, but how to make it right, that's a science. So we tried. That was a little more difficult. The songs were quite quick. I wrote them quite quickly.
They were easy to write.
Yes, with the exception of In Another World, which I'll play in a minute. I had the music for a long time and I couldn't find the right words and I do a little bit. Now I don't like it and change it around.
Is that a frustrating process?
When
you can't find the words and you have a story in your mind but you can't tell it?
Yes. It is and it isn't. Some of the songs, so for example, the first song on the EP, How Do, came very quickly, and I don't know where it came from. It just, boom, there. Like I said, In Another World, the music I had for a long time, but the music created a certain vibe that I thought, okay, I think the words should be about this sort of thing, but I could never quite find how to do it. So that was frustrating, that I really liked the music, and I wanted to play it, but I didn't have the words to go with it yet. So, yeah, it can be frustrating, but it always turns out better. If it doesn't come quickly, give it a minute, give it a few weeks, give it a month, it will turn up.
And did you have the team to work on?
No.
The songs are all very different.
Yes. Well, actually, no. Now you say it, now I think about it, no. It kind of... The songs all have a theme in terms of what... Okay, I'm trying to work out what's going on in my head, and these songs are an effort to try and work out what's going on.
Yeah, an analysation of your head.
Yes, and in fact, I think that happens a lot with my songs. I'll write a song, think, oh, okay, that sounds cool, those are nice words, and then later on I'll look back and think, oh, that song was about this, or that song was about that. So I didn't go into it thinking there was a theme, but looking back on it, yes, there is a theme.
Inconscient.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
Did they were also influences of Belgium or Flemish influences?
Yes, there was. All of the songs were finished. All the songs were written after I moved to Belgium. The Things You Should Know, I wrote about my lady, which is why I came to Belgium. Because the song is me basically saying, "Are you sure? Are you sure you want me to come to Belgium?
Are you sure that I left Great Britain, England for you, and I'm never going to return? So are you sure that I'm..."
Well, it was a sort of a, you know, I think I'm not very good in this sort of thing, or maybe I think too much, or maybe I worry. Blah, blah, blah. Right, I'm going to give you a list of all the things that I think you should know about me before you want me to move here. And yeah.
And she's all right with that.
Yes, she is. And I think she is listening. Hello, Charlotte. Get dressed. Finish your coffee and get dressed.
Pajamas on Saturday is fine.
Yes, that's fine. Yeah, that's okay. I take it back. Put your clothes back on. No. Yeah. But quick, next question. Quick.
Where can we buy your EP?
Well, it is currently available on all the online platforms. Spotify, iTunes, blah, 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 all of those sorts of things. I haven't made any physical copies yet. Because what I'm going to do is, there is a second EP that's going to come out at the beginning of the next year sometime that's going to be predominantly acoustic. A lot of the songs on here, there's drum beats and there's bass lines and things like that to make it sound a bit fuller. But when I play live, often I play by myself pretty much, so the sound live is very different to the recording. So I wanted to do another EP that's more of what you'll see live.
Yeah, what you see is what you get.
Basically, that's a good name. That's a good name for it. So what I'm going to do is then when that EP is out, I will put both of them together and put them on a vinyl.
Yeah.
Because I've made CDs before and I like CDs, but that's getting less and less. And if you really like music, you either listen online and you download, or you have a vinyl player. So I think, I'm going to do that. But it's a little bit more expensive to make.
Yeah.
So I want to make sure there's more songs to go on it. Otherwise...
As a collector's item.
Yeah, yeah. And also, it is nicer to hold something and to that's a bit bigger. And plus, then I can have two sides. One side is this EP that's just come out. Another side will be another. You know, it's a little bit more interesting, I think.
And do you have other sessions planned for this year or next year?
Next year is going to be a big year. We've got lots of plans, lots of things to do. Not so many sessions for the rest of this year, I think. I'm looking at Tom. He did a nod that either could be no, there isn't many, or yes, there
oh,
is.
Oh yes, there.
So yes, there is. No, there isn't. But yeah, next year will be lots of big things happening. I'm very excited about next year.
And can you release something else? Can you give us some news besides the EP?
Well, we're doing the... So this EP and this collection of songs was helped so much by Tom and Ghent Music. I'm working on a space that we could maybe put shows on to do under the canopy of Ghent Music and have other artists play, local artists play, because live music and playing live is such a big thing for me and I love doing it, but... There's a bit of a crisis in terms of, you know, venues closing down or noise and things like that. So, which as a result means that people get to play less, which means maybe they aren't as good as they could be, because when you play in front of someone, you have to, you know, everyone's great in their bedroom, but when you play in front of someone else, you have to be good.
You have to perform.
Exactly. Yeah. But you have to fail also. You have to be bad in front of someone to then go, I need to go home and practice and then do it again. So... We started an open mic in Ghent called the Open Mic Inn, and now I think there's a few others in Ghent and a few other open mics, which is great. But we want to try and create a little bit of a venue where people can have put shows on, which hopefully won't annoy anybody else. And that's all I'll say now. That's because I don't want to jinx it. I don't want to say too many things and it not happen. But
you also have shows on social media with Tom, I saw.
Do we?
Sometimes, no?
Oh, yes. Sorry.
Oh,
yes. Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Wake up.
Yes. Well, I started a podcast called Are You Freddy for This? And as always, Coach Tom of Ghent Music is a big part of that, a big pillar of that. And we do, in the podcast, there's lots of different things we do. I do some song ones about songs. I interview some of my friends that are doing it and how they're doing it. And we do an album chat where we review, have a look at albums and have a chat about them. And that's really good fun. I want to do more of them.
Yeah, it's fun to watch, yeah.
Oh, it's it's nice to see that, because we, at the moment, we're very much of the mindset of, obviously we want people to like our music and to listen and watch and stuff, but that's not really why we're doing it. We want to do it because we love doing it. So when we hear back that people have watched something
feedback,
or listened,
yeah,
it's really nice. It's, oh, right, okay, yeah, I remember. People will see this or listen to this, you know.
Which songs are you going to bring
Sarah,
for us?
Misschien kunnen we dat straks nog even terugnemen, want ik denk dat tijd is voor een plaatje en natuurlijk ook de reclame.
Ja. Yeah.